102.9 DAWN
Radio Free Dystopia.
Radio Free Dystopia, my name is Don Viola, saying hello to you from the windswept high desert plains of Nevada. It's that end stage of capitalism where temperatures are beginning to rise, sea levels are beginning to rise, the people are beginning to rise. Here is some advice from this desert person to you if you have no experience dealing with heat. And we know heat is coming. First of all, if you can avoid it, do not go out during the day. Between 10 and 2, that is when you go home and you take a nap. And if it is too hot to nap, you take a bed sheet, you soak it in water, and you sleep under that with a fan if you can. My second piece of advice is how to keep your home cool. It is your goal to keep as little sunlight inside as possible. Close all the windows during the day, draw every blind. The more blackout the curtain, the better. And then at night, open every single window, pull every single curtain. By letting in the coolest air you can at night, you're able to cool down your house, and then by shutting it off, what insulation you have will keep it cooler than it otherwise would if you let in the warm air during the day. My final piece of advice to you is to learn how water works. Learn where it goes. Learn how to make best use of it. Look at some of the large-scale projects in India that have turned arid desert back into agriculture. When we were all trapped indoors, we had our sourdough starters, and we nurtured those. And we're going to have to do the same with the soil. Small community gardens aren't going to get us out of this, but I see a pretty high chance industrial agriculture isn't going to have our backs for long. I do not trust the food supply lines will always run. And I know personal responsibility isn't going to fix this for us. The problems are systematic, the problems are huge. But I would suggest if you work on this, you learn, and you put that learning into practice, the other people around you might start doing the same thing. And that way, when the system falls, we'll be ready to catch it. Our first track of the night is from a brand new group to us. Out of the Pacific Northwest, the band is called The Unbranded. This song is called Novocaine. Check it out.
Just part of how it's made, and I believe them before.
Radio Free Dystopia, that's the Unbranded with Novocaine. Hell of a first showing, right? Hell of a first showing. I found out a girl who used to stay with me is partnered with the bassist of that group. That's kind of how they found me, I'm guessing. And oh, the amount of crap I gave her when I found out she was partnered with a bassist. Kelsey, a bassist? A bassist? All right, we're going to hear an old favorite. This is Leaf House. New track, brand new. The song's called Astigmatism. Check out the sound design at the end. I love it.
Yeah.
And that's Leaf House with Astigmatism. I'm going to try something new. We're going to try something avant-garde, dare I say. I recognize I'm talking in like late night sexy radio voice. I am actually getting over a cold, so there's there is reason. But you know, when in Rome, talk in your sexy, I have a cold voice. Anyhow, let's try something brand new. I'm digging this idea. The whole point of the show is to share each other's art, right? And I came at it as a musician, so I thought music. And of course, it's audio, so music. But it has been pointed out to me that there are other kinds of art in the world, and those can also be translated to audio. So I put the ask out. Do you have poems? Essays, short stories, something, you know, 5 minutes-ish max, but, you know, maybe up to 10 if it's, you know, fancy, feeling good, can keep the attention. Hell, maybe longer, I don't know. I'm not going to put any kinds of restrictions on this, but we're just going to start with one. I got a couple. We're going to start with this one on this episode, and I think you're going to dig it. There's a little sound design on this one too. It's vibes. This poem is called Mixolydian Mix-Up by Bailey Lingen.
An Arcadian Arcanist. Beta cadence marks the serrated betas graded circadian. A seance waning, once cicadas serenaded, waited in. Sepulchre seas and cemetery streams, stretching seams with bursting steam, classified before a scant billion oscillations of cesium-133. Sprockets rocket from a pocket clock not broken, from brass to glass, a half-shattered mass, a token, oaths left unspoken, spewing broken oaken wood, mashed into matchsticks, magical hazards and staggering avarice. The cadaver of Lazarus rose to be ravenous, snatching cavernous latches of thatchings, attaching his bat wings to leftover lashings. The trees are diseased. Dead are displeased. Dizzy indeed. Please carry me fairly.
And that was Bailey Lingen with Mixolydian Mix-Up. That was a really cool way to start this idea. Thank you for that. We're going to move along to a personal favorite of mine. I feature as often as I can. This was just sent to me by Ren Santos. Is that a contract in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
I felt it started there, the hunger in the air. That's where you'd appear, but no one knows, no one knows. You brush against my skin, your fangs are sinking in. Could tell I let you in, but no one knows, no one knows. Claws are leaving marks. you're tearing me apart. Now I'm your work of art, and no one knows, no one knows. The lights are fading dim, the subtle glow of sin. Your beauty sucked me in, and no one knows, no one knows. Together, and I'm yours forever. Now I'm bonded to you, 'cause I responded to you. Now we're tied together, and I'm yours forever. Eternally sincere, yours forever, dear. And now I know, now I know.
And that was Ren Santos. Thank you very much for sending that in, Ren. I'm going to just remind you real quickly, if you would like to submit something to this show, you can email me at musicisartnotproduct@gmail.com. That's musicisartnotproduct@gmail.com. And I'm going to get out of here on this last song. It's one of my own. The song's called Pretty as a Picture. And it is made of old public service, public domain garbage. But I fixed it. Check it out. My name is Don Violet. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Dystopia. If you have something to share with the world, share it with the world.
If anyone had ever told me a few years ago that we would ever read headlines like these in American newspapers, I would have called him crazy. Yet here we are, reading them. In the middle of the 20th century in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless every year, every year, every year, every year, every year, every year. It's hard to-
like your skin is being torn right off you, and then you ache all over and get sick and you can't breathe. I didn't care whether I lived or died. My dad knew something was wrong, but he didn't know what. It feels like your skin is being torn right off you, and then you ache all over and get sick and you can't breathe. I didn't care whether I lived or died. Died. My dad knew something was wrong, but he didn't know what. What? Girls take up street walking or do what I did. What? I told him I wanted him. Girls take up street walking or do what I did. What? I told him I wanted him. Nothing was going to happen to me. But I didn't feel so good when I came home. My dad knew something was wrong, but he didn't know what. What? And that's just about it.
They hadn't seen or heard from their daughter in months. In the United States of America, girls and boys are becoming boys and girls. It's fantastic. In the United States of America, girls and boys are becoming boys and girls. It's fantastic. In the United States of America, girls and boys are becoming boys and girls. It's fantastic. It's hard to believe that this girl is the same as the one in the picture. It's fantastic. Pretty as a picture. It's hard to believe that this girl is the same as the one in the picture. It's fantastic. Pretty as a picture. It's hard to believe that this girl is the same as the one in the picture. It's fantastic. Pretty as a picture. It's hard to believe that this girl is the same as the one in the picture. In the middle of the 20th century in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless every year.
Radio Free Dystopia.